we thought we would maybe talk some sports gambling and point spreads with the official ticket wise guy, Johnny Pants, who comes into the studio now. Morning, Johnny.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Start the show.
They call me Johnny Pants because I threaten and insult people so hard, they had to buy new pants.
Okay.
Well, look at George over there with his with his shirt and his teeth being all like, you know, whatever, you know.
That's an insult.
And Craig, look at your face, man. I tell you, with eyes like those, I bet you go on errands and stuff, maybe knock a few things off that to-do list on the weekend, you know?
Well, yeah.
Take that.
I'm here at the request of my boss, Don Marconioni.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Yeah.
To give you guys a little sports advice in case you and any of your little buddies are in a betting mood on this weekend's Cowboy game.
Yeah, we make picks. We're always up for some inside information.
Let's just say Mr. Big Bucks, Dak Prescott, thinks he's bigger than the Don these days.
I don't know about that.
Well, I think you're going to be shocked this weekend when Mr. Big Bucks takes the field.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, look for Dak to have a little bit of a limp.
What Whoa. Do you mean?
He refused the protection offered by his most esteemed Don Marconioni.
Well,
said he didn't need it, didn't need us. Well, he's going to get a pipe to the knee.
Well, that's
maybe.
Terrible.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who
Nobody
knows?
Wants that.
So, hey, if you know what's good for you, take the Saints in the points if you want to know what's good for you financially.
You're the okay. first one I've heard pick the Saints so far.
Also, if you want to know what's good for you financially, check out index funds. Low fees, the ease of auto draft.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's got a lot of stuff going for it.
Okay.
You're full of good tips.
And hey, remember what Johnny Pants always says. Don't forget the sports.
That's right. It's your catchphrase.
Don't forget the sports.
Look at George over there in the seat. I tell you, your chair's probably like, Who is this guy? laugh it up, Craig.
Okay.
Laugh it up.
Yeah.
Your ears are so big, you probably hear music and you're like, this is good music that I like.
I don't get these insults.
Oh, you don't, do you?
He's
yeah, Craig. I'll tell you what,
bit.
Craig.
I'm sorry.
Craig, you laugh like a little girl, okay? Like a little girl who laughs like a 50-something-year-old guy with a sports show or something.
Well,
who has fun.
Who has fun?
That went all the way around.
Look, I have half a mind. Hey, don't insult Johnny Pants, okay? I have half a mind to put you twos in the hospital.
No, please don't.
All right?
Don't threaten us.
Just to kind of get checked out, you know, get a clean bill of health. That's important these days. You got to take care of yourself these days.
Yeah.
Bet you're wondering why Johnny Pants came around here today. Well, I want to tell you, I served two Dons.
Yeah?
Don Marconioni and Don Vannetta.
Don Vannetta?
Yeah, he's got me on a little side project digging up the dirty on one billionaire owner that I won't name publicly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, but let's say Johnny Pants got it done this past year and a half or so.
You got it done.
I planted an illegitimate kid on that billionaire.
Oh, it's a plant.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a plant.
Did the same thing to Dave Grohl, too.
He just announced something.
Yeah. I figured you guys, it was time for me to pay a little visit to keep you safe, because you got a pretty nice little studio here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
Whoa. Yeah.
Like, what if you came in here one day and all of a sudden it was difficult to get your mic levels just right?
Well,
that'd be the same as every day.
Or let's say that all of a sudden your entire studio was having a problem like with the de-esser. It wasn't dialed in correctly or something because someone had turned the knob maybe to like one or two notches off of the...
Again, that pretty much happens all the time. Yeah.
That'd be a disaster.
No, it wouldn't be a disaster.
Well, you pay up or there's going to be consequences. For $5 a month, Johnny Pants can make sure that everything remains copacetic around here.
Okay.
$5 a month.
Yeah.
I expect payment to be in a paper bag in a white van that I parked in the parking garage down here that hadn't moved in about 6 months.
That's you.
I parked it down there waiting for you guys to put a bag of money in it.
Okay.
But then I realized if I got to come in and threaten you first.
And when you say five large, is that $5?
Yeah, $5.
Okay.
Yeah, $5.
Oh, okay. We'll do that.
Yeah, we can
do
that.
Very reasonable. You can put it on auto draft with your index fund payment.
Okay. Yeah, we'll take it straight from the fund.
Janet Bennett's got to go because there's an old woman who disrespected Don Marconioni, so I'm going over there to take her something pretty serious.
What's an old woman?
I'm going to take her some cookies and some baked goods and tell her to watch your mouth, you know, just kind of be nice to people. People
okay.
having a hard time,
okay.
you know, it's
like that
inflation and everything. It's people are stressed out.
Biden's inflation, by
it's
the way.
Biden's inflation. this guy, look at him, wise guy over here. George over here with the jokes like he's a wise guy or something. No, not a wise guy. It's something else. Who's the guy who stands up and talks?
No, not
a comedian. It's the guy who's stands on stage and does the jokes into a microphone at a nightclub. I can't think of the term, but I'll think of it sometime and come back and talk to you. But in the meantime, don't forget the sports.
Okay, we won't forget the sports.
Bye, Mr. Pants.
Bye, Mr. Pants.